Unhesitant as a toddler, he advanced directly towards them, and Claire backed behind a line of drummers. George stepped forward sideways, alert for a gun. The bus, number 180, to Corvocado Mountain, loomed slowly down a side street. Claire jumped on, leant forward below window level. The lieutenant in the crowd had smiled and gone. George weaved through crowds after the bus, lost sight of it soon, and caught another, then a loquacious taxi, and ascended the twilit mountain as Rio's lights began to samba to the anxious sea. Maybe Claire had caught the train up. Anyway, he knew where she would be. The 30-meter statue of Cristo Redentor glowed in the dusk, arms outstretched like a prospective diver. The site had shut at 6:30, but the killer, Corcovado, not mountain but man, had some arrangement with the guards, perhaps, or higher. On the statue was new scaffolding, protective after one of those odd custody disputes about it to which Brazilians were prone. And there was Corcovado climbing. No longer Black Orpheus, life was homaging Alfred Hitchcock again. The taxi driver recognized the officer and left. Claire had achieved a foothold halfway up the statue's tunic, hiding her from the lieutenant, his stylized dementia and his gun. The climb did make sense. The mountainside was open beneath her otherwise. She climbed further up, out of range of the Beretta. Tiny George had his hands in his pockets far below, not even near the steps yet, walking slow. Not as in Hitchcock, her high heels were firmly strapped to her feet, finding ropes and ridges, and she still seemed more cool than punished or vulnerable. Corcovado only shot well if the children were close, stoned or clumsy with fear, and Claire was feeling elegantly sober, clear in her thought that it was he who should be falling from the Cristo could she lure him that high. Her flight and George's presence made him climb. She was standing on some scaffold on the shoulder and balanced on the neck, removed her shoes, not to cling but to throw, Jeffrey saw. The first shoe had some accuracy but missed. The gun fired then and grazed the index finger of the Redentor. The second shoe, with the knife stroke of gravity, caught well the lieutenant's cheek and eye. The Beretta exploded on the stones near where he fell. He was lying in strange angles, but alive, thought George, if unconscious, luckier than the children or De Menezes. The taxi driver returned from somewhere. Claire slid down, now conventionally barefoot, and held George's hand with an absent-minded formality which thrilled him, as the driver called a doctor discreetly. They returned in their taxi to the Hill of Santa Teresa and their freed bed, not escaping still, the singing streets and sea.